Welcome to the awards luncheon, WCB 2016. What we'll do is give you time to eat your lunch. Aren't you glad? And then after that, we have some awards presentations and a couple of other special events and some door prizes. So if Daryl Roberts is in the room, Daryl, I'm up here at the close to the podium. I need to see you. Yes. All right. Is Sean Henning in the room? Sean Henning? Lyndon has something for you here, Sean, so maybe wave your arms. All right, everyone, enjoy the food, and we'll be back momentarily. Thank you. Hi, everyone. I wonder if I can interrupt either your dinner or your dessert. I just got served it's almost like a dinner, my lunch. So anyway, hope I'm not interrupting too much, but I'd like to get to the business at hand. First of all, we have some, and they keep every year telling me to quit saying it, but I'm going to continue, in-house and out-house awards. We gave one out-house today, and we'll continue giving those tomorrow at the banquet. So we're going to do the honest-to-goodness in-house awards today, and that is going to be, we're going to recognize chapters, and we're going to recognize people who have served at WCB this last year and will be discontinuing in their service of that office. So here we go. The first one we're going to recognize are chapters. And these are chapters, you guys, that have, as the certificate will say, in recognition of 10% or more growth in membership between the dates of January 1st, 2016 and October 31st, 2016. All right, so these are chapters that are growing, and that's what we encourage our chapters to do. We want all of them to grow. 10% sometimes can seem like a minimal amount depending on how many members are in the chapter, but I'm going to say the chapter name. I have to explain, for some reason, I've got the Braille overlay. We didn't quite get the print ones, but we'll get the print ones for you later. But the first one, and if there could be either the president or a representative of that chapter, either to come up or if I could get an award runner. Are you Linda here? Linda Wickersham, are you here? Is Linda here? She's from the awards committee. She'll be back. Anyone, who else said they would do it? I heard another person. Please, somebody. Carolyn, please, that'd be great. All right, thank you, Carolyn. All right. The awards committee, I want to share with you, we had quite a committee, you guys, and it was an excellent committee to work with. We had Joanne Hunter, who does the print certificates for us, does a marvelous job. On the committee were Danette Dixon, Linda Wickersham, Becky Bell, Carol McConnell. I keep always worrying that I'm going to forget somebody. Carol had to kind of drop out toward the end, but she was with us on the committee. So the first one, are you ready? Pierce County Association of the Blind. Hoo-hoo! And this last year, Pierce County grew from 24 to 35 members. Congratulations, Pierce County. Is the president here? I said John is not here. Who is here to represent Pierce County?
Kathy's in the exhibit. But we have past president Lori.
Lori? The next chapter that grew in 10% or more growth, if I get it turned around right. And this chapter, and I think there's someone here to represent them, I hope, it's United Blind of Walla Walla. And they grew from 12 to 14 members. Woohoo! All right. Next chapter, this certificate is presented for 10% or more membership growth to South Kitsap, Council of the Blind, and South Kitsap. They grew from 15 to 21 members. Congratulations. I know we have South Kitsap people here. You know them, you'll find them. All right. All right. Okay. And find the last one. The last chapter growth one is, here we go, This is exciting. And I know the president is here. United Blind of Spokane from 20 to 26. Woohoo! Congratulate. Oh, let me give it to you. Here we go. Congratulations, Spokane. That's exciting. There you go. Like I said, we'll get the print backing to you. I'm going to finish the awards and then move on. Yeah. All right. There's a few more awards I need to give, and these are certificates of official service. Again, these are persons who have presided in an officership or in a directorship. And some of them are probably going to run again, but at least they did these terms. So we want to give them their certificates. First one, certificate of official service is presented to Sue Amater for her dedicated service to the Washington Council of the Blind as second vice president. Thank you, Sue. From January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016, and it is signed, all of these are signed by Steve Fixtel, President, November 4th, 2016. If that could be given to Sue somehow. Yep. Next one, certificate of official service is presented to Carol Brame for her service to the Washington Council of the Blind as a director. Again, the date's January 1st. This is a two-year one for Carol because she did a two-year term. January 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016. Again, signed by Steve, November 4th, 2016. All right. Next, we have certificate of official service is presented to Denise Colley for her dedicated service to the Washington Council of the Blind as a director. Denise also filled out a term, as Sue did, from January 1st, 2016 to December 31st, 2016, signed by Steve on this date. There we go. The next certificate of official service is awarded to Galen Floyd. For her yay, Galen! All right. For her dedicated service to the Washington Council of the Blind as a director. And again, Galen's was a two-year term, January 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016, signed by Steve on this date. All right. We're getting there. We have a lot of officers and board members, you guys. The next one is presented to Frank Cuda for his dedicated service to the Washington Council of the Blind as secretary. Frank filled out a term from January 1st, 2016 through December 31st, 2016, signed by Steve on this date. Is Frank? Oh, Galen. Do we know where Galen is? How about Galen? Is she in the room?
Founder.
Yeah, huh? And that is all of those awards, you guys. Woo-hoo! All right. I have one more item of business, and then we will do a couple door prizes. Boy, we need to get some door prizes done because we have so many of them. Thank you all for presenting us with so many this year. I'm going to take a non-executive privilege, and I want to welcome OTC people to the convention this year. I am very proud to say, out of 9 instructors in the OTC, we have 7 here this year. Woo-hoo! And many of them first-timers. So if you see, and I'm going to say their names, and God forbid if I forget anyone, if you see them, please give them a high five. They work very hard working with students on blindness skill area development. We have Abby Reeser, Carrie Lempel, David Friedman, Jim Portillo, Joy Iverson, Robin Lone, and Patty Eaton. Congratulations, all of you, and thanks for coming. Yay. We also have 9 OTC students here, 7 of them current, 2 of them just recently graduated. And I'm going to say their names. Hopefully you're writing them down, so that when you see them, you can give them a high five for being an OTC student. It's not an easy thing. It's a huge commitment out of their lives, so they deserve a lot of credit. I'd like them to get to know you extremely well as this organization. And those students are, here I go again, worrying about forgetting someone. Our recent graduates are Shannon Donahue and Derek Kanjerski. Welcome, Shannon and Derek. Just graduated. Here as students, we have Miles Husted, Crystal's, yay, Miles. Crystal Husted, yay, Crystal. Richard Asiu, yay, Richard. Leona Domingo, yay, Leona. Stephanie Smith, yay, Stephanie. And Carmen, or Millie, we call her Rivera. Yay. All right. Also, we have Amandeep Kaur. Amandeep, I hope she made it. Yay, Amandeep! One gal that was going to come could not make it. What I'd like to do is, Miles in the room? All right. Hey, Miles. I'd like Miles to come up and just share with you. I can go on and on about the OTC. I won't bore you. It's really much better to hear from an insider's perspective, which is a student. And Miles, I've asked him just to share. I promised him only 1 or 2 minutes, so it's not overwhelming. But I'd like him to just tell you a tiny bit about himself, how he happened to come to the OTC, and what the OTC so far has meant to him. So please welcome Miles. Yay.
Hi, I hope you'll forgive me. Public speaking is not my strongest suit. I first came to the OTC because I lost my license due to retinitis pigmentosa about a year and a half ago, and that helped me to just realize, what my future is likely to have in store for me. So I decided to do a bit of research online, and I found that DSB and got plugged in with them, and they got me plugged in with the OTC program. And I'm very thankful for that, because until I had gone to the OTC program, I had met, I kid you not, 2 blind people in my entire life. So I really had no one to really go to about, what do I do about this new chapter of my life, as you will. So now I'm in the OTC program, and I've met all these blind people who are able to lead normal lives. And it's very encouraging for me, and I'm very thankful for this opportunity to learn these skills that I will be needing in the future to be a fully functional member of society, which I fully intend to be. So, thank you.
Why don't you tell them your career?
Oh, Julie wants me to tell you my career path. I am a recent graduate from Weber State University in Utah with an electrical engineering degree. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Miles, so very much. Thank you. Is Leona in the room? I didn't get a chance to remind her today. I think I mentioned it briefly at the OTC. Is Leona, are you in the room and comfortable in coming up? She's not here. All right. She ran. Okay. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And please, again, welcome OTC staff and students. There's lots of other DSB staff here also. I can name a few, but I don't know everybody. So I know that Michael McKillop is here, and he made arrangements special to come. Thank you, Michael. Yay. I know that Maureen Reggie is here, and Sue Porter is here, and Sandra Rodriguez is here. And forgive me, I don't know the others. So if you're here, if you meet DSB people, give them a high five for me. We're going to do some door prizes. If someone could bring me the bucket, it's right next to my chair on the floor. Could you, Daryl, maybe?
Sure.
Okay, there he is. He's too quick. All right. The first one we have is from Greater Everett Area Council of the Blind. It's a coffee kit. Woohoo! It's got a mug and coffee and a $10 certificate in there. So all you coffee drinkers, hold your breath. Let's hope it's you. Julie Harlow? Julie, yay! Are you a coffee drinker? All right, thanks. You'll put that in the bag. Thank you. Let's do it. Hey, Daryl has an idea. He said that was so fun, let's do another coffee gift. And we will. And it's from Greater Everett area also. Let me find it here. All right. People will bring them to you. All right. Dinah Young. Ooh, got another winner. And then we'll do the book. Okay, we have one more. One more. And Daryl? Pardon? The bags are the same. Yes, they are. Okay. Last but not least, Clark, I can't think of his last name. We have a book on CD. It's written by a blind guide dog user, all about his experience using a guide dog. I think I know Clark Roberts is his name, and the book is Wags to You, and I'm going to pull, I've got a name here. See if I can read the name. Yeah. Maritza Rio Dow? Maritza. She's here, yay! All right. Yeah. Here, that goes in the bag. And Maritza, just letting you know, if you would like an electronic version, you can go to the registration desk and they'll download one for you, if you'd prefer that to CD, but we'll give you the CD version. Thank you all so much. Hope you enjoyed the lunch, and we'll catch you again.